And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we are inside one of the premier booths. One of the premier booths at this show.
I always like to think of it as like a pretty booth. Like, I come into the Kohler booth, and I am just dazzled and amazed, and I just feel relaxed at all of the pretty things that are around here, soothing and... Don't fall asleep, darling.
That was good sleeping.
Well, and we were at a Kohler booth, too, when we were in Chicago a few months ago.
Yes, we were.
Do you remember that?
Yes, we were. You can't lean on my memory too much. I live in a constant state of the present.
Well, you live in a constant state of surprise, I have to say.
I do, but we were joined in that booth by our friend.
We were, and one of my favorite compliments that I've gotten in a long time, I have to say, that wasn't from you, it was from Ed Del Grande, was that it looked like, he said, we should have been on top of a cake. And I have to say,
do you remember that, Ed?
No one's ever told me that before.
I didn't know if I could talk now.
No, you can't talk. You just sit here.
All right. Because I know we had coming out of commercial, and everyone was saying be quiet. And I said, I better not talk until they ask. So,
well, you're a good boy.
Thank you.
You probably make your mama proud.
Well, I make my mom proud and my dad mad, because if I didn't shut up when he said to, I'd get hit with a plunger. So
plunger.
That's the absolute truth. If people knew when I was in trouble, I'd have all suck circles all over my face. It was terrible. So you tell me to keep quiet, I keep quiet.
Now, I've never actually seen anyone with suck circles on their face.
Oh, you didn't see me when I was younger.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking about bashing you with a plunger just to make you like me.
Really? Seriously? Well, I want to say that when we saw you in Chicago, you said there's going to be some really awesome stuff here at the Kohler booth.
Absolutely.
And I've been waiting. I've been dying to know all about it for the last 3 months.
Well, we're here at the Sterling booth, so let's start right over here.
Okay.
Here at the Sterling booth, we have a selection of toilets. It's a plumber's dream. Now, we were talking about a plunger. You won't need them here at this booth because these toilets actually flush with more power than the old toilets that use 3.5 gallons of water, and we're doing it with only 1.28 gallons of water. So Sterling has basically reinvented the toilet here with their dual flush technologies and their Force One technology.
How do they do that?
Well, there's a lot of tricks in there. Now remember, the whole trick in getting power is to get speed. Speed equals power.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could figure out a way how to move that water from the tank to the bowl faster and also get it out of the bowl faster, there's your power. And basically, that's what they've done with this technology is they're just moving the water through at a high rate of speed. That brings along the power, and that's how you flush with just a little bit of water.
Now, you've seen probably every kind of toilet out there, and for you to get this excited, it must be something else.
Well, I'm excited, and I also like the dual flush technologies because, remember, dual flush still gives the old-timers who want that 1.6 gallon, it still gives them a toilet that has a little more water if they feel they need it. But on the other side, where it has that half flush at 0.8 tenths of a gallon, there's your water saving for flushing things like liquids and urine where you're not really putting a lot down there. So we do offer the dual flush technology. It gives you the water when you need it and takes away the water when you don't need it, and it still nets out at 1.3 gallons of water per flush, so it's a water saving toilet. It's incredible. We give you the full spectrum here at Sterling.
Sold. We'll use it.
Yeah.
We have to put in a... We're putting in a bathroom or three.
We're putting in a bath... Literally putting in a bathroom or three. Depends how the critical path happens.
Well, just remember, with the dual flush toilets, it's got two buttons. Number one button's for number one. Number two button's for number two. That's how they work. With the single flush toilets, it's just you hit the lever and it's down. So what I recommend doing, and I tell this to my customers, for the more public area of the house, you want to have the single lever flush so somebody's not pressing the wrong buttons and you don't have to instruct them. And for areas like your master bedroom, more private areas for the family, you want total control of that toilet. That's where the dual flush technology really comes into play.
That's smart.
Makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about Del Grande. I refuse to use your first name, of course. He's a real plumber. He's really been in the house, knows how people live, and can help. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about, which you pre-answered my question, so now I'm out of questions. But the finishes are so important, and plumbers, good plumbers, are super critical for helping with design.
Well, even in plumbing, people don't realize it. There's rough plumbing and finish plumbing. Now, if you're not a good finished plumber, that could ruin the whole look of a job, even if you have the best competences in the world and you use the best materials. And that's why you need to find a plumber who knows how to finish a job. Pipes get buried in walls, and that's where some less qualified plumbers may get away with stuff. But when you're working on a high level like Kohling and Sterling with their fixtures, and everything has to be put into specifications, you got to make sure you got a good finished plumber, and that's what's going to make the product sparkle.
So what will it take for you to come to our house to work on our 1 to 3 bathrooms?
Well, I mean, travel time may be tough. I'm over in Rhode Island and driving back and forth every day. So,
every day.
Yeah. I mean, every day. I can't spend the night. Oh, if you want to put me up like at the Ritz or something, that'd be good. The plumbing will actually be the cheap part. It's the travel and obviously
the
feeding
deluxe
me, of course.
Accommodations and everything. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
And I also, well, probably a keg on the job would be very helpful. No, just joking. Everybody's joking. Yes.
Everybody's joking. He's a serious professional.
Absolutely. He is a serious professional.
That's why I didn't even give it a beat.
Now, you're talking about water consumption.
Yes.
And I don't want to ask you, do you have statistics for a family of four? You got them?
Sure.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Family of four, how much water did they flush down the toilet each year?
Well, if you look at a family of four, I'm going to tell you what you can save from it, because you can't say how much they're going to use. What you can say is how much you're going to save, because each family of four could use a different amount. But if you do things like just change the shower heads from the standard shower heads to the high-velocity ones that are still water savings that only use 1.75 gallons of water, you change the shower head, change the aerators in the faucet to the high-efficiency aerators, and then change to the Sterling toilets here that are using only 1.28 gallons per flush, the family of four can save about 40,000 gallons of water a year.
40,000 gallons.
Save. Right. Save.
40,000 gallons?
Yes. That's what they're saving.
Saving 40,000.
Yeah. Basically, it's going to come out to 30%. And that's what you have to do when it comes to saving. You can't pinpoint how much a family's going to use, but you can average the percentage they could save. So if your bill's coming in, let's say if you're using 100,000 gallons of water a year, you could bring that down to 70,000 gallons of water, which is still a lot of water, but you're saving 30,000.
Is 100,000 gallons a realistic number?
I honestly can't tell you that. We have the engineers at Kohler's. They could probably tell you what you use because they're watching your meters. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, these are the engineers.
Yeah.
Me being a plumber, you know, like Star Trek. I'm a plumber, darn it, you know, not a doctor. I can tell you the figures that we deal with and what I can tell my customers, but I can't have the information. But we could certainly look it up for you and find you, and maybe we can add it on to this broadcast at a later date.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and does that have anything to do with WaterSense? What, can you explain that a little
bit? WaterSense, it's the EPA with the government. Now, we're working in conjunction with the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, and they want to set up kind of like an energy star system for plumbing fixtures like they've done with the regular appliances. So if you see the EPA WaterSense logo on your toilet box, on your showerhead box, whatever, you're going to know that that has the government seal of approval for working with a lot of power, so you're not going to get any wimpy flow or a wimpy flush. You'll get a good quality unit, and you'll also be saving water because they already tested it that it will save water. And that's a good benchmark. See the EPA WaterSense logo? That's a good thing to buy.
Oh, there you go. I'm going shopping.
Let's go shopping in this booth, which
You don't
want
to let me loose here inside Kohler because have a list so long. Well, you will be so poor by the end of it.
By the end?
By the start of it.
Just the fact that it's here. But I'm looking at the superstructure of this thing, which most people actually don't get to see. It really looks like a movie set.
It does look like a movie set.
Up in there when there's cables and turnbuckles. This thing is light to look at, but it's obviously a superstructure. I mean, this thing's huge.
Oh, this is a city in itself, the Kohler and Sterling build here every year. It's incredible. I come in here. Now, here's my favorite part. I'll give you a little bit behind the scenes, and I'm sure they won't mind saying this because it's a compliment to how good the crew and the people here at Kohler are and the people who get everything set up. We'll walk in here, and I mean less than 24 hours ago, which I came in here yesterday afternoon. You look at this place, and you say, oh, my God. How is it going to come together? It's just piles of boxes, and it's steel beams, and it's rolls of carpet, and everybody's doing something. You're saying, but it doesn't look like it. How is this going to be done in 24 hours? And then we'll leave for the night after doing rehearsal. We come back, and it's the most beautiful spot in the world. It's like little magic people coming in at night. And just,
yeah, that's who's doing our remodeling now.
Yeah,
little
magic
people.
Those magic people go to our house while we're here in Orlando.
That's the kind of crew you want. We got to get the Kohler and Sterling people over to go into your house. You leave them with a box. box and pile of stuff. Then you come back a day later, and you got a brand new bathroom.
I love that.
You know what? We got to leave it there.
We do.
We gotta add the, when you promise us a new bathroom, I accept.
Okay. Don't hold your breath.
We will see you on the other side of this break from the Kohler Sterling booth with more of My Fix It Up Live.